With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump may not be through with Iran. In an online post this morning, the president urges Iran to negotiate a nuclear-free agreement with the U.S., and if it doesn't, quoting the president, a massive armada is heading to Iran. In the absence of a deal, the president says, the next attack will be far worse. An honorable investigation is what President Trump says he wants in connection with the ICE shooting death of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis.
After reshuffling his staff overseeing the Minneapolis immigration operation, the president embraced an investigation into the fatal shooting. He called the killing very sad and that he'll be watching over the investigation. The president also distanced himself from his deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, who described Preddy as an assassin who tried to murder federal agents. Asked if the protester was an assassin, the president answered no. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Mr. Trump says he does not agree with calls for the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem over her handling of the unrest in Minneapolis. And President Trump held a campaign-style rally in Iowa yesterday, touting his record on the economy.
Just after 1 year of President Trump, our economy is booming, incomes are rising, investment is soaring, inflation has been defeated.
And today, the Federal Reserve will announce its latest decision on interest rates. Following three consecutive cuts, policymakers are expected to leave short-term rates just where they are, ranging from 3.5% to 3.75%. Power still out for hundreds of thousands of utility customers across the East. It is bitterly cold following the massive snow and ice storm that battered so much of the country earlier this week. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 90 points higher, NASDAQ up 107 points. This is SRN News. An Idaho medical facility makes a pro-life choice.
Memorial Hospital in Weiser has installed a safe haven baby box. It's a device that allows a woman to give away an unwanted infant without abandoning the child in a location where he might die. The hospital will ask no questions of the woman using the box, and the child will be cared for. The city of Weiser sits right on the border with neighboring Oregon, one of the most pro-abortion states in the country. Oregon Right to Life is praising the hospital. Michael Harrington reporting.
Holocaust survivors, politicians, and regular people commemorated International Holocaust Remembrance Day on Tuesday, gathering at events held across Europe and the world. The event, which recalls Germany's effort to annihilate European Jewry, is observed annually on the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau, the most notorious of the Nazi death camps. At the memorial site of Auschwitz, located in Poland, former prisoners laid flowers and wreaths at a wall where German forces executed prisoners. SRN News. Well, that 77-pound mountain lion caused quite a stir as it wandered through the streets of San Francisco's Pacific Heights neighborhood.
The two-year-old wild cat was first spotted on Monday morning and captured Tuesday. Residents watched from windows as officials worked to tranquilize the animal. Roxanne Blank, who saw the cat near her home, initially mistook it for a dog. Authorities found the mountain lion hiding in a garden and used tranquilizers to safely capture it. The San Francisco Zoo will examine the cat before releasing it back into the wild. Keith Peters, Washington.
Consumer confidence, as measured by the Conference Board, declined sharply this month, hitting the lowest level since 2014. Americans apparently grow increasingly concerned about their financial prospects. The board's Consumer Confidence Index dropped below even the lowest readings during the COVID-19 pandemic. More details at srnnews.com.